Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you in the city's south side, 630 Ched Chorus Studios, and this is Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer, the ideal place to start your daily vacation. This is Oilers Now. One of the young guns, one of the kids, was hot last night. Dylan Holloway, a 3-goal, 4-point performance. The Oilers, a 7-2 victory. Closer game for a large percentage of the game than maybe the final score indicated, against what amounted to a significantly undermanned Vancouver Canucks squad. The Oilers, by my count, had 16 players in last night's game that would be amongst their 21 or 22 player roster that we might see a week from today, and conversely Vancouver with maybe 6 or 7 at the max. The two teams will meet again tomorrow in Abbotsford. Last night, following the game, the Oiler entourage made their way to out to British Columbia for a one-day sort of team bonding type thing that's going to take place today. We will have tomorrow night's game. Jack Michaels and myself will be flying in tomorrow to broadcast it. Brendan Escott, who's a huge part of the show, and Cam Moon will host Oilers Now for you tomorrow. Today, Daily Faceoffs' Frank Saravalli will join us at 12:35. At 1 o'clock, it's going to be you, or you be the GM. You know, we got a lot of brilliant suggestions and a lot of people that provide us with a day-by-day, positive comments about things involving the Oilers organization. Other days, negative. One day, hey, Brendan, I got a really good idea. One day, I'm going to do a show where I sort of, in a clandestine fashion, over the previous 3 months, I'm going to do a show where I sort of source out my perspectives on a bunch of different companies, and then I'll come in and then I'll judge them. How does that sound? Just kidding. Anyhow, you'll have your opportunity to make the call on how you would resolve this situation. Is Dylan Holloway on your NHL team? How do you get cap compliant? We'll have that conversation on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street or 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. You can also reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. Get ready to rock at the River Cree with Tom Cochran. That goes Saturday, November the 5th. Get your tickets now at rivercreekresort.com. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling, you need to get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Here we go. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. And we'll get the thoughts are already coming in. Coach Mike says, please have a calm and measured show. Fans are acting like Holloway walked Hedman and Ruth Vasilevsky. His play is encouraging, but pump the brakes. Well, there is another media guy out there who's really important, and he says pump the brakes too, so I guess we better listen to him. All the while drafting other under the works of others. Pump the brakes. It's all about perspective. Hey, the guy's done everything you can ask him to this point. Guy's done everything you can ask him to this point. He's got a good chance to make the team. We've talked about the fact that, you know, the Oilers do have some decent prospects. They got some guys coming. We'll see. Cardsy has already... Now, these are the texts that I really like. Vince has texted in, Bob, remember Ty Ratty. Really? You're going to compare Ty Rowdy to Dylan Holloway? Harris in Calgary says, Bob, can Jesse Puljujärvi be sent down to Bakersfield without any waivers? No. Jesse Puljujärvi would have to claim waivers, my guess, or clear waivers. My guess is somebody would take a swing on him at that point. The Oilers would have to consider looking at a trade at that stage. Roland says, Bob, Dylan Holloway is a perfect example of why you never trade your top prospects. That one comes to us from Roland. Well, we're already into it. But he is our top story, and that's the performance because he's... And again, Brendan, you missed the part where I said I was going to take 3 months and evaluate a bunch of other companies, you know? And then I was going to come in and give my assessment of those companies on the air since we are going to do the You Be the GM segment, which often ends up being, right, people providing their perspective on the Oilers organization from top to bottom, right? So I was thinking what I would do, you know, maybe one day I'll do something on the school board and school system. Hey, how does that work for you? And then another day we'll maybe talk about how Safeway runs these days.
Safeway or Freshco?
Are they Freshco now?
Well, there's a lot of them have been replaced, I think, by Freshco.
Yeah. just kidding. Look, I love it. It's a privilege to host a show like this. There's a lot of energy out there. I do find the pump the brakes comment a little bit interesting. Could have sworn there was a guy in town saying, pump the brakes. The sheriff. You can text us at 780-496. Was it the sheriff that had that song, When I'm With You? Was that the one? The Fizzler. The Fizzler says, Bob, I can't even imagine what would happen if you were to evaluate the quality of my texts over the course of 3 months. From the Fizzler, P.S. Holloway is legit. Well, you have a valid point there, Fizzler. I've had a lot of crappy shows before, I can tell you that. Some might say today might be one of them. Again, you can text us, 780-496-0063. Bob, Jesse Puljujärvi on the fourth line. He's losing the spot. This texter says, Dylan Holloway needs to be in the starting lineup. He's fast, strong, skilled. The Oilers, you have to make a trade. Again, you can text us. I have a question about Puljujärvi. If there's no appetite for anybody to trade for him, what happens if we just waive him? If he gets claimed, do we get any compensation? Or does cap hit no longer apply? How does that work? That one comes to us from Kevin. Kevin, it's simple. If theoretically Puljujärvi went on waivers, and I do not see that happening for the record, but if he were to go on waivers and another organization claimed him, he's off the Oilers books altogether. Instant cap space. Again, you can text us, 7804. People are into this right now. It's an interesting... Brendan, people are fired up today. That's a good thing. Well, why don't we do this? I'm going to circle back because we got a lot of texts coming in fast and furious here on Oilers Now. And again, today... And I'm going to say this and take it for... I'm just going to go ahead and say it. You can't compare Dylan Holloway to Ty Rowdy. Ty Rowdy had already washed out another NHL organization. He was a limited skater. And he was playing at the start of the 18-19 season on a line with McDavid and Nugent-Hopkins. He was in a position to succeed right from the start of training camp. Remember, the Oilers' three right wings at that time, and I do remember because I was actually there, and we went over to Germany. At the start of the year, there was a lot of hope. And I'll be honest, I was one of the guys hoping, big time, that we'd get some traction with Rowdy, Puljujärvi, and Yamamoto. They scored 15 goals in the regular season. They combined to score 8. 15 goals in the preseason. They combined to score 8. This is a very different situation with Holloway. He probably should have already... Let's rephrase it. He would have already been on the team if he hadn't suffered the wrist injuries. Right? Like, he would have already been here. Brian Lawton, on this show back in, like, February of 2020. He is going to be like a trade deadline day acquisition for the Edmonton Oilers, Dylan Holloway. The problem was, then he got hurt, suffered a wrist injury, took him out of the mix for the end of the 2021 season. Then he skated early in the captain skates with the Oilers players. They liked him. It's clear he could skate. It was clear there wasn't something right with the wrist. He got a full wrist surgery. So that took him out of the mix the entire first half of last year. Then he got going, took him a few weeks to get going, built some confidence up in the wrist. We did a road trip to Columbus and Pittsburgh late in the regular season. He was coming up for that road trip. And he suffered a Charlie horse, which knocked him out of the lineup. Okay? And long story short, didn't get that opportunity. To date, he has excelled. To date. He looks like a guy that's going to make the hockey team. Part of the reason why he's different than, say, a Yakupov or a Puljujarvi is he appears to be able to read and react with his teammates on the ice. He has very good vision. So he appears at this stage to have a higher offensive ceiling than both players, even though one guy went number one and one guy went number four. I don't think it's a question of being cautiously optimistic because he does other things on top of that. He's a faster, more explosive skater than either of those two guys. He hits. He's physical. And he spent some time in his journey in the minors before he ever got an opportunity to get into the National Hockey League. So right now, he's tracking pretty well. But you know what? You can fire away all you want. And if you want to pump the brakes, go ahead. Pump the brakes. We go to our Oilers Now Audio Vault brought to you by Direct Workwear. It's specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and Fort McMurray. This is a warning. If you're a Dylan Holloway detractor, you might hear his name a bit too much and get PTSD in this next segment. Go for it.
With tonight's game against the Vancouver Canucks, the Edmonton Oilers begin the second week of their training camp in earnest. And these will be the two teams that open the season 9 days from now. One-timer whiffed by Hyman. Shot score. Hyman had it tipped home by Dylan Holloway. And the Oilers take a 1-0 lead at even strength.
Well, this guy continues to make his case to make the team.
Nugent Hopkins. Over to Bouchard. Fake the one-timer. McDavid left circle. Tipped home. Hyman sitting back door, and McDavid put it right on his stick. The Oilers take a 2-1 lead. Here's Holloway racing in left-hand side. Wrist shot score. What an elite finish just underneath the bar. Delia, no chance. Holloway's got two tonight, three in the preseason, and Edmonton extends to a 3-1 lead. Hits the trailer, wrist shot score. Beautiful look, and Tyson Barrie with the finish to make it 4-2. Hyman waited out the Vancouver defense and put it right in Barrie's wheelhouse.
Well, Holloway helps make the play there, Jack, because he gets inside positioning and drives the net. He hops inside of his man, and that left a wide open seam, and Tyson Barrie activates and sifts one to the blocker side on Delia, but Dylan Holloway's net drive, and he's going to get an assist here, I think, on the goal.
Back on Holloway's stick, he shoots and scores. Hat trick, Dylan Holloway. 5-2 Edmonton, and a four-point night for the rookie trying to make this hockey club.
One of those nights where everything seems to go right, but I mean, I owe a lot to my line mates. I was fan of two pretty good players there in Leo and Heim, so I thought we played well, and it was just good to get the win.
He finds a wide-open Jake Virtanen, right wing over the line. Backdoor feed, and Fogle finishes. 6-2. Fogle from Virtanen. And the Oilers have blown this one open. Following the ice and call, Fogle, goal given, go, shoots and scores again. Set up by Devin Shore for a second time. Final seconds will run off. Fogle forechecking against Brady Keeper, and that's all she wrote. Edmonton has won the game 7-2, exploding for three goals in the final minute 37.
All right, so the Oilers win. Here's Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft on Dylan Holloway.
Yeah, he had a heck of a game tonight. I thought that line with Dreisaitl and Hyman and Dylan, they were the best line on the ice. They controlled the puck. They didn't give up a ton against. And, we went down to 11 forwards there. So we moved some pieces around and found people extra ice time. But it was a good game for Dylan. He's got to feel good about it. And, you know, he's going to enjoy it. And then, you know, he knows tomorrow's the next battle. And tomorrow's battle is going to be just to rest and recover and get ready for Wednesday.
Woodcroft also had this to say on testing Holloway against better competition.
I think what we'll do as a staff is we're going to do our work on this game, digest it, and then see what we have left and we'll sit and strategize as a group and try and find the right lineup for Wednesday night. When I say the right lineup, it's also about answering some questions. As you said, we expect two pretty good lineups in the last two games of the year, or of the preseason. And you know, so we're gonna, you know, you balance everything, you know, in terms of answering the questions you want answered, but at the same time, you got to make sure you're getting your team ready for when the regular season begins next week.
You know what I do, Brendan? This is going to sound crazy. So he played with Draisaitl last night. When they're in Vancouver, in Abbotsford tomorrow night.
You see if you can play with McDavid?
I'd put him with McDavid. Yep. Why not? I mean, let's see how he plays with Connor.
If anybody can skate with Connor, I think we've seen Holloway prove it.
I think right now Dylan Holloway is tracking to a good place if you're an Oilers fan. Okay? I'm not saying he's going to win the Calder Trophy, but I got news for you. We've had Puljujärvi and Kaito Yamamoto both had very compelling arbitration cases. And in one of the factors in arbitration is points per game. And make no mistake, those two players would be the first to tell you they benefit because they often get a play with Connor and Leon. And so I'm saying, hey, he's done all right playing with Leon. I would probably play him with Leon in the regular season because he can skate and Leon can get him the puck and Holloway can transport. But if we're going to take another step here in terms of test driving this guy, why not have him play with Connor? As for Dylan Holloway, he says he knows it'll get tougher for him as it goes on.
I mean, feeling good, but yeah, you're right. The competition's going to pick up. It gets tighter out there. So just got to play simple and play hard and kind of get pucks deep. And I don't take my chances when I get them.
And Holloway added what his goal was coming into the training camp.
I think going into camp, I just wanted to play well. I just wanted to play my game, and I knew I was going to have to do something to try and make the team. So, you know, I'm just happy the way things are going, but we got some more games coming.
Meanwhile, Leon Draisaitl had these comments on Dylan Holloway's growth.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's been through a lot the last couple of years, I think, and he's finally feeling good, and obviously you can see the excitement in him to show what he's capable of. And, you know, he's really impressed everyone, I think, around here. And, yeah, I mean, he's looking really good.
And Tyson Berry, meanwhile, had these thoughts on Hollywood Dylan Holloway.
It's a bang-on nickname. I mean, he's got the blonde hair, the smile. He's a great kid, and he's going to be a heck of a player. So, yeah, something like that. No, he's a great game out of him, and you can just kind of see the way he, you know, he works 200 feet of the rink. He plays well defensively, and then he's got the skills. He's got the speed. So, you know, he's going to be a big addition.
He's going to be a big addition. You can text us. Boy, they're coming in fast and furious on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. You know, the funny thing, Brendan, and all of this, just so I give him a look-see. One of the final two preseason games I'd have him playing with McDavid, okay? I might be inclined to do it tomorrow in Abbotsford. But I'm just going to throw this at you. How'd you like to have McDavid on one line with that speed? He's pretty fast, right? If we concede that McDavid's pretty fast with the puck, he's a pretty good player.
Pretty good player.
We don't want to pump the brakes on that. Okay. And then maybe, you know, to me it's not out of the realm of possibility that that Holloway, Draisaitl, and Hyman could be a line at some point this season. I don't want to anoint this guy as, you know, a future Hockey Hall of Famer, but there's a chance that he might look pretty good on that line with those two guys. Okay.
The chemistry was pretty instant last night.
Yes, yes. Think of how Leon Draisaitl. In fact, I think some people said pump some brakes on Draisaitl back in 15-16 when Leon got recalled as well and scored two goals against the Montreal Canadiens as the Oilers rallied from 3-0 down. I'll be honest, I did not foresee Draisaitl as a future 50-goal scorer. Who did? No one did. Anyhow, Taylor Hall looked pretty good as a fleet-footed left wing playing with Leon Draisaitl. Somehow, I think Dylan Holloway, who might actually have better vision than Hall. Taylor Hall's a hell of a player. And I would say this, Holloway's more physical than Taylor Hall. He's more willing to engage and finish checks and those sort of things than Taylor. Taylor might have a higher upside. I mean, Taylor did have a 93-point season in the National Hockey League one year and win the MVP. But you could have McDavid on one way, Holloway on the other
line and Ryan McLeod on the third line, transporting the puck. That's a fair amount of speed in the lineup. Actually, Bruce Boudreaux referenced that in last night's game. To this point, hey, I think it's fair to say, Brendan, to this point in preseason, he's killed it. He's been the best player on the ice for Edmonton in three of the four games that he's played. He's been the first star in two of the games. Okay? He was the best player by a mile in Penticton. And it kind of makes sense because he's been robbed of opportunity because of injury before. So this isn't your typical rookie. And this, you know, his second year in the NCAA, he was a hell of a player. I had a call from a coach who said, Dylan Holloway just won 87% of the faceoffs in the games, in the two games in the series. Oh, and he played the point on the power play and was the zone entry guy. Stoff, he killed us. You guys have a player. I think this guy's going to be good. He might be able to play in every situation, too. Right? Think of, like, right now, he's tracking that he's going to be a very useful player for the Oilers. Is that fair? Does anybody disagree with that right now? He's tracking like he's going to be a useful player. Is that fair? Like a legit top nine player. He is tracking to be that player.
I think he looks great 5-on-5, but bare minimum, look at his penalty killing ability with that speed and tenacity.
You know, a little bit of a puck bobble in Winnipeg, and he's gone. And he goes up against one of the world's five best goaltenders and rings one off the post. Right? Like they have a chance. This guy could be a pretty useful player. And it's not like he's a first-round pick in 2022 at 14. He was 14th overall in 2020. He's 20 years old. All right. Anyhow, we'll talk about Dylan Holloway, Matthew Barzell, and I promise I won't talk about the Philadelphia Flyers with Frank Saravalli after a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.